Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, and I've got Molly in as well. We're picking up from where we left off with a bit of friendly generational rivalry as we pit millennials against Gen Z in a head-to-head showdown. I'll be representing the millennials and our researcher Molly will be playing for the Gen Zs. We want to hear from you as well. Are you team millennial or team Gen Z? What do you love or hate about the other generation? Let us know on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. I'm going to give you the list of generations really quickly so you know where you stand. So we've got the greatest generation born between 1901 and 1920. The silent generation born between 1928 and 1945. Baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. And I was talking to Niall and he's a baby boomer. And he was really upset about that for some reason. He was like, I'm not a boomer. I'm like, yeah, all right, boomer. Generation X born between 1965 and 1980. Millennials born between 1981 and 1996. That's me. Generation Gen Z, well, it looks really weird written down as Generation Z. It's Gen Z, born between 1997 and 2012. And then Gen Alpha, born between 2013 and 2025. None of you guys are going to be up at the moment, so we don't need to worry about you. OK, so who had the better childhood TV shows, millennials versus Gen Z? What's your sort of standout childhood TV show?
My standout childhood TV shows would have been Hannah Montana. And my dad reminded me the last time we did this that me and him used to stay up watching Good Luck Charlie.
I don't even know what that is.
It was so good. It was about this girl who she was the... There was four of them and she was like the second oldest child and she would make these video diaries for her little sister, Charlie.
Oh, sweet Lord. Okay. Yeah. Sounds great. Sounds amazing. I'm asleep already. Right. Well, my standout ones, my childhood TV shows were, I don't know if we did this one the last time, but mine were like Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to watch Neighbours and Home and Away.
I still watch Home and Away.
Yeah, and Neighbours is gone now, isn't it?
Neighbours is gone. It came back briefly and then it went again, I think.
Yeah, that was totally missed, skipped me by. I had no idea what was going on there. I mean, I used to watch EastEnders when I was a kid. Like, I used to love EastEnders and Brookside.
I love Coronation Street.
Yeah, I love Coronation Street. I love a bit of Coronation Street. Oh, yeah. So the thing that joins us all together is the soaps, because, I mean, Niall watches Coronation Street.
Yeah, three generations of it.
That's, generation after generation. So I used to watch it with my granny, so it's very sentimental for me, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what life was better before smartphones? Gen Z lucky to have them? Was life better before smartphones or was Gen Z lucky to have them growing up? I think life was better before smartphones, I'll be honest.
See, I didn't have a smartphone in my like early childhood, so I feel like I got it at a good age. So I think anyone younger than me is bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm good.
You're
basically
good. Yeah.
I'm good.
You're like at the decent side of Gen Z in that respect. Because there's definitely, you sort of box off these generations, but there is massive differences because I'm a millennial, but I'm called an elder millennial, you know, because I'm sort of closer to the beginning of it. I just got a text in there. I was born in 1984, Dallas, Minder, The Bill and Taggart. I was also born in 1984 and I remember all of them. The Bill, the music for The Bill, man. Oh, it was great. And The Feat at the beginning. Do you remember The Bill?
No.
Ah, you missed out. You could probably watch it on one of those vintage channels, whatever they're called. Vintage channels. Oh,
vintage
my God.
Channel.
Showing my age. Right. Which generation has the better slang? Now, it says here for millennials that it's on fleek and YOLO. That's not for me. That's not for me at all. So yours is like Riz or no cap.
I don't use either of them.
My kids use them. So what's Riz mean?
That's charisma.
And what's no cap?
Like you're not telling a lie.
Okay, so it's like, oh, tell me how this outfit looks, no cap.
Yeah, like tell me truthfully.
Oh wow, I'm so what about on fleek?
On fleek was like, wasn't it like,
this is
on fleek, like this is good.
Yeah, it's like it's fashionable. It's on, and YOLO, you only live
you
once.
You only live once.
Yeah, YOLO, oh my God. So the one that I really notice, and it came up actually when I was talking to Gary the other day, and he said, spill the beans. And I was like, oh yeah. I think he may have said spill the tea. And then he was like, although I am from the generation that says spill the beans. But now it's spill the tea. And I didn't know that for ages. I was like, what does that even mean? Because you'd see it on social media or whatever. But yeah, spill the beans. I prefer that.
I prefer spill the beans.
Why would you spill the tea?
Yeah. Spill the beans is more funny.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's spill better.
It's so cute. Come on, like. Okay, Gen Z's fashion trends versus millennials. So Gen Z's fashion trends, baggy jeans, Y2K, are they an upgrade or are millennials past mistakes repeating? Yeah, because like all of these things, like, so when I was younger, like X-Works and Petromotion jeans, and they were all really baggy.
Yeah.
And now we've got that all back again.
Yeah.
Do you wear baggy jeans?
I'm wearing baggy jeans right now.
Yeah, you are. Oh my God, really bringing
I'm
the Gen Z.
Yes,
you are so on fleek. I'm actually wearing, they're not skinny jeans, but because I put a bit of weight on, they're actually skinny. They're straight leg because skinny jeans now are so passe.
Oh God, no. Wouldn't catch me dead in a pair of skinny jeans.
Did you ever wear a pair of skinny jeans?
I did. I was actually...
Was it ironically?
No, it was very seriously. I went to...
Very seriously.
Very seriously. When I was in first year, went to Paris and all I wore was skinny jeans. God, it was awful.
Why?
It just did not look good on me.
Oh, okay.
I feel like baggy jeans look better on me. It like complements
me more. But that's like as in for your shape, you feel that looks better.
Also, I don't like skinny jeans.
I love skinny jeans. I feel more dressed up in a pair of skinny jeans. But it's just, like I said, I just put a bit of weight on so they can be a bit restrictive. So you need some stretchy ones.
Yeah.
Did millennials ruin social media by making everything an aesthetic, or did Gen Z ruin it by making it too chaotic? Now, I don't know. What does Gen Z chaotic social media mean? What does that mean? Because to me, aesthetic would say Pinterest and, you know, because when Instagram became a thing, it was all about putting the filters on it. And I kind of like the idea of making everything an aesthetic. And I feel like I do that in my home now. It's like, is it aesthetically pleasing? Because you want to see my house growing up like it was just a mess. Stuff everywhere.
I feel like with Instagram posts, it's not like as structured and nothing is like perfect now, but you're spending so long making things look not perfect.
Oh, really?
That you've perfectly made it not perfect.
Oh,
so
really?
It's just too much.
Oh, so you're doing too much. You need to do less. Another message here, 95 baby here, defo side more with Molly on these. So yeah, there is people on your side, Molly.
Thank God.
Okay, which generation is more addicted to technology? Millennials with their social media nostalgia or Gen Z with their short attention spans? I would say that we're all just as bad as each other. I think that it's the younger ones now. Like we said, you were at an okay age. And I mean, I'd say I'm as addicted to my phone as you are to yours.
Yeah.
I'd say there's not much of a difference, really.
Like, I feel like I could definitely go like hours without it, but I couldn't go like a full day.
You can go hours.
I'd say so.
Oh.
When I'm in college, I'm very good. I won't go on my phone during a lecture.
That's very good.
Yep.
Well done.
Thank you.
She's a good student, guys. If anyone's listening, any of your lecturers or anything. Should Gen Z appreciate Facebook more, or is it truly an outdated platform?
No, Facebook's dead.
Yep. I'm
dead.
Really want to delete mine, but I can't because of work.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel stuck with it.
I do have a Facebook account and I never go on it, but I am hounded daily by Facebook notifications. I don't care who was tagging a post.
That was the thing with Facebook when I first set it up. And I'm actually going to tell you when I first started, set up a Facebook account. The funny thing is as well is you guys call it a Facebook app. I just call it Facebook because it was actually a website at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't an app. And I set it up, it was in 2007. And the amount of notifications, and you could poke each other at that stage and all sorts of stuff. And everybody was putting up a post and it would say your name and then you'd be like, is feeling. And literally people would be putting up like, you know, AJ is having her dinner. Like there was that many notifications and it would just pop up absolutely everywhere. Just had a message in here. As you know, I'm a boomer. The closest thing I and my friends had to smartphones was two tin cans and a length of string. If you were not familiar, just Google it. Oh yeah, sorry, then he went on to say something else, but yeah, so two tin cans, that's okay, boomer. Who had the better memes, early internet humour, millennials or chaotic Gen Z humour? So what would be the difference between our internet humour, would you say?
I don't know. I feel like on my TikTok especially there's a lot of videos like making fun of millennials, like with the way they would like exaggerate things or the way they would act. I don't find it funny, but I don't know how to describe it in a way.
Yeah,
but
tell me, what is it? Because I'm being slagged. Can I know a bit more about it? Like, is there talking about me behind my back?
It's the way that, like, especially on TikTok, millennials will, like, exaggerate their actions and really try to make themselves funny. Have you seen this?
You're going to have to show me, because I'm like, what? And now I'm really conscious, like, do I do that? I know, like, do you know when you see what I would see is creators, like, taking the mickey out of, like, sort of like 54-year-old woman taking a selfie. And yeah. It's all the exact same way. Like, I would see that, but obviously it's not coming up on my newsfeed, taking the piss out of me, basically. And so I need to be more Gen Z. So I can start seeing this. Yeah. But can you send me some of the stuff?
I will, yeah.
And then maybe we'd be able to, we could, like, then play it on the show. Is Gen Z actually more socially conscious, or do they just call out problems without taking real action?
I feel like it's a lot of calling out problems without taking real action.
So it's just pissing her.
Yeah. I think especially with, like, COVID and stuff, because Gen Z, especially my age, were at the time where you all had social media and everyone was constantly posting stuff. And I think at that time, they had nothing else to do bar call out problems that they saw. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, but I notice now with people who are my age, like people who are kind of late teens, early 20s, they are doing a lot more. But people in their teen years, there's not a whole lot I feel like you can do, but it is a lot of, this is wrong and this is why,
I feel like,
I'm right.
From my experience of interacting with Gen Zs is they are a lot more politically conscious and they have a lot more political opinions than I would have done at that age. I don't know how much I knew at that age, and I wasn't interested because I don't know. I was just very busy with my own life. I was very busy going out. I was out 4 or 5 nights a week. You guys aren't doing that.
No.
I was at gigs left, right and centre. I was DJing. I had a job.
Yeah.
And I was in sort of like, I was in school. When I was in school, I had a job. When I was in university, I had a job.
Yeah.
And so I was just so busy that I didn't care about politics, and I was studying journalism, so it became a bit of an issue. And I do remember going and doing, like, you know, a politics module, and I hadn't a clue. And I didn't come from, not that I didn't come from a very political family, like, they weren't very political, they were political enough that they had opinions and they had, but I didn't care. Like, I was just too busy. I had too much of a social life. Whereas I do think that you guys have more time to think.
We have more time to think about it. And a lot of us are at the age where we're able to vote and we're consciously making decisions what we want for our future. Because realistically, what we're voting on now is what we will live in the future. And I think we're almost hyper aware of the fact that we are actively making our own decisions, especially for, like, government and stuff. We are actively deciding on policies and political leaders. So I think people are really taking that into consideration a lot more and being very mindful about what they're choosing to believe, and they're doing a lot more research. Like, I know the last election, so many of my friends went out and did their research, and there was a big, like, conversation about why they think this is good and why they don't. It was a very, like, open conversation. I noticed.
And I can say from, I think I was 21 when there was an election. I had the briefest of conversations with one of my friends. And there was no meat behind the conversation.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, who are you going to vote for? And one of the guys that was running in our constituency was a film director, and my friend was a filmmaker, and he said, oh, I'm going to vote for him. That was as far as it went. I'm not going to tell you how I voted, because I think that the phone lines would just burst if I mentioned it on this show. But yeah, I think we're coming up to the end now. Molly, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for everybody who got involved tonight. We will do this again, and I'm going to get to the bottom of what this is, taking the mickey out of
Jen. I'll show you, don't worry.
Out of millennials. Yeah. Please do show me. I'm really intrigued. And thanks, like I said, thanks to everybody for getting involved. We'll be back tomorrow night from 9 for Nighttime Talk. And yeah, take care. Talk to you then.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.